As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. Speaking of pushing buttons, you're going to push your phone, your clock button back. We're going to do it at CBS Sports Radio in New York City at 2 a.m. Eastern. We go back an hour. Now, James Graceffo and Ben Horitz, two of the best producers in the business, we just had about a six-hour conference on why we get stuck with 2 a.m. and this spring forward. You know, that happens every spring, which is kind of cool, right? And then you get this fall back. Why 2 a.m.? Is it just for the bars? Is it just to get an extra hour of bar time? Is there a lobby of bar owners who pushed this through? Who came up with this 2 a.m. and you roll it back? Graceffo said it had something to do like with lunar eclipse. And I'm like, no. Horowitz said it stinks. Horowitz had to come in early for McKeon, and he had to do the end of the Fantasy Guys show, and they didn't give him credit for producing 25 great minutes of whether or not there's a healthy running back anywhere in the NFL.
I thought it was the best 25 minutes of the show, if you ask me.
And they were thinking, I mean, my Lord, the Fantasy Guys do a great job. It's the best fantasy show out there. But they were Julia Roberts at the Academy Awards. I want to thank my grandma who's listening up in Connecticut. I want to thank the janitor at CBS who put the double roll in before the show. Thank you. And Horowitz didn't get any love. Then he's got to do the extra hour. And I'm really starting to have some issues, not with doing an extra hour, but why 2 a.m.? Why isn't this fallback done at 5 in the morning, when streets are empty, when people are sleeping? I'm talking 5 a.m. wherever you're at, whether it's West Coast or East Coast. Well, what's a 2 a.m.? We'll do our round the horn here with Graceffo and Horowitz back in New York City, getting ready for the Saturday night huge show. And by the way, we'll get into what I project will be the first college football playoff rankings, top four, and Clemson could be left out. And I'll tell you why. We'll also get into the NFL and the huge halfway through the season awards. Most disappointing team, most disappointing player, biggest surprise as a team, biggest surprise as a player. I'll talk about Santa Anita. Another horse died. It's like 37. And then I've developed an interest, not in horse racing, in horses in the last year, with my daughter. It's pretty cool. It really is. And again, I look like City Slickers every time I'm out there. I'm not putting on a cowboy hat, and I'm not riding horses. It's more of like interacting and kind of raising them. But I'll deliver a huge opinion on horse racing. I did look why they're euthanized, that the blood flow because of their hooves, they don't heal well, and that's why they're put down every time there's a bad accident. So, yeah, Santa Anita, something's been happening. They say it might be the weather, all the rain they had. Or it's sad. It really is. So I'll touch on the NBA. LeBron and AD are starting to gel. College football. My final huge opinion on the World Series and A.J. Hinch. The world of analytics, which I can't stand. I can't stand analytics. You lose the feel, the gut. You don't listen to a guy who says, you know what, AJ, let me have the ball. I'm Zach Greinke. So I'll deliver a huge opinion there. We'll talk about this paying players. There's a raging debate. More this week on it. Now with the NCAA, it's a hornet's nest. I'll tell you why. But first, I need to do the roundtable on why we fall back at 2 a.m. James, do you have any analytical information? The reason why, do you know that?
Nah, Bill, I got nothing about that, but I gotta tell you, I'm angry about it. You know, if that helps in any way.
Why are you, well, but if you're at the bar tonight, you'd be happy.
Of course, but I'm not, so I'm angry.
2 a.m., but, because then I kind of said, all right, I get done right before the update every Saturday, like at 1:54:15 or whatever, it's 1:55, whatever it is, at a.m. Eastern time. And I told Horowitz, I said, well, technically then, 2 o'clock when it rolls back, Marash would be doing the show. I'm not working normally at 2. I'm done. But because it rolls back to 1, I get stuck with the extra hour. Now, I don't mind it. There's a lot to talk about. But I'm trying to, why isn't this done at 5 in the morning? So then there's, it doesn't affect anybody. I think it's done for the bars. Horowitz, do you have any dictionary explanation, Wikipedia, Google search, or just your own opinion why we go back at 2 o'clock?
No, and truth be told, I want to know who the person is that decides.
Donnie Daylight. He lives at Lake Ronkonkoma.
I'm going to work the phones. We'll try to get him on the air with you live.
Yeah.
Hey, in the second 1 o'clock hour, so we can ask him.
Yeah, you know what? I'm Donnie Daylight, and I'm going to save you some daylight, okay? But here's the deal. You're keeping the bar open. It has to be for the bars. And again, when I was young and carousing and throwing out lines like, you know what, you're the most beautiful girl on earth, and people used to slow dance like at nightclubs, nobody slow dances anymore. Nobody does. Yeah, the bars, it's awesome. You get an extra hour of bar time, which I guess if you look at all the bars in America, or where daylight savings happens, right? I'm not sure. Does Arizona not do it or something like that?
They don't.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, but it's a beautiful state. It's one of my favorite states. Maybe that's why. That and the Grand Canyon and Red Rock and Sedona and the old Devil House at Arizona State and the old Cat House at the University of Arizona. They were good bars. They were great college bars. So, but if you take all the pubs, hotel bars, stores, liquor stores, supermarkets selling beer, you know, your favorite adult beverage, and you do that nationwide and they get an extra hour, that's big money. That's why. It's the only reason why it's 2 o'clock. The easiest way would be to do it at 5 o'clock. Horowitz, can you Google and see why we do it at 2 a.m.? If there's an explanation?
I actually, our research team seconds ago just popped into the control room.
Research team. So that would be Crisefo chewing on a hoagie while with one hand and not trying to spill on another keyboard for the 14th time this month.
Steak sandwich.
Steak sandwich. New York's finest. Did we find a reason? Because I'm getting some comments on Twitter that we're complaining. No, we're not complaining. We're trying to figure this out together as a group. And I think when I involve everybody, we'll get results.
I'm complaining.
Well, because Horowitz, it's not just fallback for you. You like to be at a bar 24/7.
Hey, some of us enjoy the socialization.
And then Grisefo's the guy at the bar every Saturday night at 2. Hey, can you turn the clock back? This girl talked to me.
James is trying to sneak when the bartender's not looking to change the hour hand on the clock backwards himself.
Hey, it's Donnie Daylight. Hey, Donnie, can you get this clock turned back? This girl talked to me. It's the first girl that's talked to me since 2012. Have we found out why they do it at 2 a.m.?
According to our research staff, it happens at 2 a.m. because the change in hour backwards in autumn means the time remains within the same day to minimize confusion in those who must be up and about.
And what's the difference between 2 a.m.? All right, hold on. What's the difference between 2 a.m. or if you went back at 5 a.m.?
That would make sense.
And you're doing it on a Saturday where most people, and there are people who get up and work on Sunday mornings and working right now. God bless you. But the masses, a majority, big majority, they have the weekend off. Right?
Plus the explanation, it minimizes confusion to those who would be up and about. How many folks are up and about at 2 a.m.?
It's the bars. If you did it at 5 a.m., who's up at 5 a.m.?
A lot of people, so you'd want to minimize the confusion to them, too.
Yeah. Well, we're doing an extra hour. We got a lot to talk about. Because you know what's good? We almost killed 15 minutes complaining about the extra hour. So, in essence, we only have 42 extra minutes. Well done, Horowitz. Well done, Graceffo. If it was 5 in the morning, everyone's sleeping. So if you want to minimize it for the masses, you do it at an hour where the majority of people are sleeping, which would be 3 a.m. You know, we'll get people getting home from bars or Ubering home. 3 a.m. to 5 a.m., the majority of America in your time zone is sleeping. Would we agree, outside of the people who work, you know, overnights or, you know, law enforcement, first responders? I get that. So good. We cleared that up. I guess we don't need to talk about the college football first playoff committee rankings on Tuesday. We don't need to discuss another week in the NFL or Urban Meyer going to USC. We have none of this. I mean, we're just going to, it's all daylight savings all the time, only on CBS Sports Radio. So if you do want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. I'll deliver huge opinions coming up in the next segment on why Clemson, I think, could be left out of the first college football playoff ranking, which I think is Tuesday night. That's November 5th, correct? And it's easy to look in there, and there's an argument that Alabama may be the fourth team in the first college football playoff ranking. The key is to the playoff committee when they do the CBS eyeball test, how big that is. So Horowitz is back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Graceffo is there. We're doing an extra hour. How come they don't do a countdown on CBS and Fox and ABC on, you know, just like Times Square where they count it down and bring it back? And they spin the clock back, and then all the bars and everybody can have their adult beverages. Why don't they make it a big deal?
That's what I say. Make it a national holiday. We'll
Why
get
not?
Off then.
No, and I'm then serious. Late night, 2 a.m. on a Saturday, and then you do an hour party where they got, like, Taylor Swift getting $1 million for singing two songs, and they got, like, Imagine Dragons and, you know, Kid Rock, my friend. Make it a big deal. We're making it a big deal here on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Graceffo remembers back in the day when he was prowling. He was known as the Cat of Manhattan. Now he's going to answer phone calls from people getting an extra hour to drink and call the show. That should be entertaining. If you want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS, that's 1-855-212-4227, at Saturday Huge on Twitter, and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Horowitz and Graceffo are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. First huge question of the night, college football playoff committee. The first rankings come out Tuesday night. In order, who will be the top four? I think Georgia has a better case to be in the top four in the first rankings. After beating number 6 Florida today, they've beaten Notre Dame, then Alabama or Clemson. LSU beat Georgia, they beat Auburn. They're going to be the overall number one. That's easy. Ohio State, are they worthy of being number two? Their quality win would be over Wisconsin, who also, Wisconsin lost Illinois at Illinois. You know, I start to look at Georgia, and if I do the CBS eyeball test, gosh, I think they're better than Clemson. Alabama hasn't beat anybody. So it's LSU, it's Penn State has a couple of ranked wins, including one on the road. I know Georgia's cocktail party neutral site went over Florida. You know, LSU has the two wins. If I did eyeball test, I watched Georgia today. They're tough. Man, Fromm made a big third and seven throw. Forget wins and losses, because this is where I think we get double speak from the playoff committee throughout the year, and even up until they unveil it in December, the Final Four, they'll talk about, well, it's not wins and losses, it's injuries, it's eyeball test. Okay, well, eyeball test, Georgia, to me, and Penn State are better than Clemson. And then Alabama has a great name. They're undefeated, but they haven't beat anybody. They'll get a chance on Saturday on CBS a week from today, or Sunday, depending on where you're listening. But this next Saturday, LSU, Alabama. There you go. But I'm talking about the first playoff ranking on Tuesday. Hey. It's tough for me. If I do based on schedule, quality wins, and the visual on watching these teams either in person or on TV, it is hard for me not to go LSU, Ohio State, Penn State, Georgia, and leave Alabama and Clemson out on the first playoff ballot. Still a lot of football left to be played. But they haven't beat anybody. And this isn't a beauty contest. The BCS was the beauty contest, and we got rid of it for the college football playoff. LSU is the overall number one, no debate. Ohio State, the eyeball test, the Wisconsin win, I would give them number two. I would put Georgia at number three after beating number six Florida, and they beat Notre Dame. But then they have the bad loss to South Carolina, a team that's 3-4 in the SEC. But I'm looking at the visual. You know, they're missing the separator, the guy that can just house it, receiver, running back, but Fromm and their line, both lines, just amazing. I don't think Florida sacked him, did they? So I'll have to think about this, and I'll give you my four, but I want your feedback. 1-855-212-4CBS. I don't know if I'll leave Alabama and Clemson out. People are going to scream and yell, and then we'll have the extra hour, because I asked Graceffo when Marash is going to be in. Shaw Marash, one of the hottest radio shows on the planet, and he says he's going to be in at the second one, which means not in a half hour or so, but an hour and a half because of daylight savings. So I think that's the second one. First time I've ever heard that. Like, yeah, coming up at the first one, we'll talk about the college football first playoff rankings. At the second one, we'll talk about the huge halfway awards in the NFL. Graceffo's creative. So's Horowitz. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Getting a ton of comments on the daylight savings. Mike in Pittsburgh says, everything bad will happen now because of daylight savings time. Is he thinking it's going to be like The Purge 3? Turn back the clock. The Purge 3. By the way, in a make-believe world with The Purge, all those movies, if you know The Purge is going down, is there some reason your butt isn't on a plane or in your car to a remote cabin someplace where nobody knows you're there? Nah, you know what? I'm just going to I'm going to pull down the shades. Oh, that's okay. A clown's got an Uzi. I'm just going to pull down the shades. Those are the movies that I watch and I go, no. Stop it. Don't do it. Somebody explained daylight savings to me. Brian B. sent a tweet. Daylight savings time is completely bogus. Some states don't follow fall back, spring forward. Arizona, Florida, California, they don't do? Those three states don't do that, Horowitz?
No, Bill, it's only Arizona that doesn't do it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought
Alaska doesn't do it either.
Yeah, because it's like light all summer in Alaska, right? I think it is. I was talking to somebody in northern Michigan in Houghton, and a CBS Sports Radio affiliate, 107.3 and AM 920 WMPL, at the Michigan Tech Golf Course. The pro there told me, in Houghton, Michigan, way in the Upper Peninsula, that in the summer, they're playing golf at 11 p.m. because it's so light out. At 11 p.m. in the summer, they're playing golf. How cool is that? You can get out of work like at 5:36 and go get a round in. It's a beautiful thing. Our first huge question of the night. College football playoff rankings out Tuesday. Top four, your prediction in order. Do Alabama and Clemson deserve a spot in the top four in the first playoff rankings when they don't have quality wins? Penn State does. They're undefeated. If we go by the undefeated rule then and don't include Georgia because they have that, you know, field goal kick away from being what? You know, 1, 2, and 3 could be SEC teams in the top 25 in the AP poll. So if we go just on the undefeated, then you got to give Penn State the fourth spot over Clemson, and Alabama would be your fourth. I'd probably go LSU, Ohio State, Penn State, Alabama. I'm thinking on this. I want your feedback, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge. On Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America, something we do each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, mine and yours, Graceffo and Horowitz, the A-team, back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Sean Marash is kind of like Shawn Mendes. He's hot with the guys, with his music of sports. He's a talent. He'll be coming up in, well, 2 hours and 20 minutes, the second 2 a.m. this morning. Not the first, as Graceffo says. We're going to start off this show, our extended remix today. The first college football playoff rankings come out on Tuesday. Predict in order the top four. Who's in? Who's on the outside looking in? And I'm talking just the first poll. I'm not saying end of the season. That first poll is Tuesday night, November 5th. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Michael in Mobile, Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing?
Hey, Michael. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. I was just listening to you earlier, and you were saying something about Alabama not being in the top four. Well, I don't agree with that because Alabama plays their schedule. These schedules are made 4 or 5 years before. Whoever we play, we beat them. When it comes time to play the tough teams, we beat them.
And they get LSU coming up on Saturday. I'm not debating that, yeah. Michael. If you have to decide for this first playoff ranking, not, you know, if they beat LSU, they're the overall number one next Saturday around 7 p.m. Eastern time. If they beat Ed in the Tigers. So, but I'm just talking right now. I get you have to play your schedule. But if Georgia has better wins, if Penn State has better wins, if Ohio State has better wins and LSU has better wins, do you put Alabama in just because they're undefeated?
Because they are right now the number one team in the country. Okay, the polls come out Tuesday. Okay, they have played everybody. But who have Penn State played?
They beat Iowa, who is number Michigan, who's 14, who probably move up one or two, and they beat number 19 Iowa in Iowa.
Okay, Ohio State beat
Wisconsin, number 18 at home. That's their signature win.
Right. Okay, when we played these teams that we played, a lot of them was ranked. But we knocked them out of the rankings. But the thing about it is, because Alabama is playing their sophomore part of the schedule at the beginning of the season, when the rankings go out, they should really be still number one.
Well, they can play their way to number one. And, Michael, thanks for the call in beautiful Mobile, Alabama. Look, they get LSU at home on Saturday on CBS television at 3:30 p.m. That's the first 3:30 next Saturday. Then they have Mississippi State and Western Carolina. All right, tell me any reason on God's green earth why late in the football season a powerhouse like Alabama is playing Western Carolina. What purpose does that serve in getting your team ready for the Iron Bowl at Auburn, right? Yeah, at Auburn on November 30th. So I'll say this. They'll get LSU on Saturday on CBS. They go to Auburn, and they're probably going to get Georgia now after Georgia beat Florida in the SEC championship game. They win those three. They're the overall number one seed, okay? And then the question will be, if LSU's only loss, let's say they lose to Alabama. I'm not saying that's a given, but they lose next Saturday in Tuscaloosa. And Alabama beats Georgia in the SEC championship game, you're going to have that argument for LSU with just one loss. Because now Georgia would have two. I said Georgia right now looks good with one loss, beating number six Florida on Saturday down in Jacksonville. And they have the nice win against Notre Dame, who had this rally late with the Book touchdown. Justin Fuente and Vatek, man, he made me feel old. I was calling his high school football games on KQLL in Tulsa, Oklahoma, when Justin Fuente was an unbelievable high school quarterback for Tulsa Union. Yeah, I'm watching him. They almost pulled it off against ND. And I was calling his high school games. That was like back in 95. I'm getting old. So Alabama, don't worry. Anybody say, how could you leave them out? Right now, on quality wins, the only reason they're in is they're undefeated. That's basically what Michael said. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's travel to Nashville and Charles. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Charles. You there? Wake up. Now let's go to Nick just down the road in Knoxville, Tennessee. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, man? So basically, I just wanted to say when it comes to top four, I'm probably gonna put LSU right above Ohio State, barely. Ohio State looks like a really stout team this year. Honestly, I'm putting Penn State third. I'd probably put Georgia fourth. But what I was really calling about was, you know, a lot of times we go off of the spankings of, you know, Oklahoma Sooners, they're beating their teams by a lot of points, but then they lose to Kansas State in a tough battle, and Baylor did not lose to Kansas State, and they're undefeated. So it's just weird to see two teams in the same division, and one's undefeated, and one has lost to a team that another team beat, and that one ESPN or whoever, you know, chooses to put them above that team.
Well, and if we go into, it's a great point, and thanks for calling from Knoxville, Tennessee, Nick, and I love how he left Alabama out, probably a Vols fan, to say the least. Baylor, if we go on this, well, they have to be in there just because they're undefeated, right? That was the old BCS argument. Oh, they need to play a national championship game, they're undefeated. Baylor's beaten these teams. Stephen F. Austin, Texas San Antonio, Rice, Iowa State, decent team that they beat in Waco, Texas Tech, beat them in two overtimes. Most impressive win was at Oklahoma State, thumping Mike Gundy, 45-27, and the Cowboys. That's a solid win. Hung on to beat West Virginia on Thursday night. That's their schedule. Now, on the backside, they're at TCU. They get Oklahoma and Waco on November 16th. Play Texas at home and at Kansas. But if it, the same argument you're saying that Clemson or Alabama should be in the first playoff rankings because they're undefeated. So don't the undefeated teams with better quality wins deserve to be in front of any other undefeated team? I think they do. So that would make your top four LSU, Ohio State, Penn State, and probably Alabama before Clemson. Georgia has the better wins, but they also have an ugly loss that none of the other teams have. And Oregon lost to Auburn in their opener. And they just drilled USC, and the Urban Meyer countdown is underway. We all knew he was going to take that job. The way he goes out working for Fox, just like he worked in the Midwest for ESPN, and he ends up at Ohio State after the medical issues at Gainesville. You know, he's, with all the trouble they had there, kind of, hey, we're going to not push you out the door, but we're going to open it, and you're going to get the same ceremonial emeritus status that we gave Jim Tressel, but we're moving on. And Ryan Day has done a fabulous job, and he's focused on defense. It's the most impressive thing about Ohio State. That's an SEC-type defense in Columbus. So I think my four are LSU, Ohio State, Penn State, and I'll put Alabama at four in front of Clemson, and I leave Clemson out. I'm not even thinking about Baylor. I didn't know they were undefeated until I saw the end of that West Virginia game. If they want to go beat Oklahoma and Texas and win the Big 12 undefeated, I still don't think that's going to be enough to get in front of a lot of one-loss teams like a quality Georgia right now, Utah, Oklahoma, Oregon, like I just mentioned. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Ton of tweets coming in. My Lord, these people are feisty, fiery. Alabama fans are saying that I'm the most ridiculous person ever on radio to leave them out of the top four. Okay, who have they beaten? I'm just saying for one Tuesday night, November 5th, first college football playoff committee rankings. They have LSU, they're at Auburn, they'll have to beat Georgia. That's a heck of a finish. That's the overall number one seed. You win those. Hunter Nixon, who's listening down in Georgia, Hunter tweets his four in order, LSU, Alabama, Ohio State, and Georgia. I agree that a team like Penn State deserves to be over Alabama, but we are talking about four best teams. If we are talking about four most deserving teams, then I agree, but best and deserving are two totally different things. And I agree with you, Hunter. You know, if you do the CBS eyeball test, and I throw out any schedule, okay? I look at the four teams that I've seen in person or on TV. It would be in this order. LSU, Ohio State, Alabama, and Georgia. Those would be my four that I've seen either watched a complete game on TV or I've seen them in person. John Chersey comments from southwestern Pennsylvania. Top four, one Ohio State, two LSU, three Alabama, four Georgia. The Bulldogs' good wins over ND Florida. Clemson's schedule, really mediocre, but they will squeeze Clemson in the top four for the playoffs. Boomsticks is listening in Michigan. And by the way, Boomsticks, thank you for serving America as a combat veteran in the Marine Corps. He says, what the hell is even the point with savings time? Talking about daylight savings time. Pointless. So we got our first 1 a.m. coming up, and then we'll have our second 1 a.m. We're doing the extra hour. I don't mind the extra hour. I mean, we do 4 hours after the fantasy guys are done at the end of the football season. We do 4 hours, so I'm cool with it. I feel bad for Graceffo and Horowitz. These guys are the best. Let's go to David in Virginia. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Bill, how are you this evening?
Doing good, David. How's life in Virginia?
It's so far so good. I tell you, these Alabama fans, they are a feisty bunch for sure. On first spec, there's no way they should be in the top four. They haven't beaten anybody yet. And I know they talk about, oh, we play who we're scheduled to play, and I get all that. But for me, for my money, it's LSU. I'll take Ohio State. I'm going to take Penn State. And after tonight, I got to take Georgia. But I tell you, Florida, Oregon, heck, even Oklahoma, people can make arguments because those guys have all beaten quality teams.
And don't leave out Utah, and thanks for the call in Virginia, David. You know, Utah, the Utes, beat Washington. They're 7-1, but the Pac-12 is so bad. Chances are Utah, Oregon, if they both keep winning, that would be an interesting Pac-12 championship game, but I doubt neither one of those teams goes unless there's just, you know, Auburn would beat Alabama at the end of the year. LSU loses to Alabama. Ohio State is beat by Penn State or Michigan. Armageddon can happen. It always does. If you want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.